Thank you for coming. Can you say your name and why you're here?
Thank you for the invitation. My name is Jan Hill, and I'm running for mayor of the Haynesboro again.
So, which leads to a first question. What is your background?
My background is I was born in Skagway and raised in Haynes. I've lived here all my life, and I love my community, and I like to be a part of what goes on in this community. I can safely say I have seen more changes in this community than any other candidate running for anything this election, and probably more than many residents.
And you've been mayor before?
Yes, I've been mayor 4 times.
4 times?
Yes.
When was that?
I can't remember the specific years, but my first term was I started in 1999.
Okay.
And then I've served, and then I would take breaks, and then I would serve again, and then I'd take another break, then I'd serve again. And I love doing the job. I love representing my community, and I know I do a good job of that.
Why do you want to run this time around?
For the love of Haynes, because I love Haynes so much, and I think I bring a lot to the table with my experience. And just because I haven't been the mayor for the past 3 years does not mean that I haven't been involved and, stayed up to date on what's going on.
Do you have other political experience apart from being mayor?
I actually served on the Chilkoot Indian Association Tribal Council. I just got off the council. I just served 2 years, but in the late 1990s, I was president and served on the council. Before also. So that's the most of my political experience. Other than when I've been the mayor and through other things that I'm involved in, I've done things like testify in front of the legislature and met with, the governor, and I have done a lot of outreach.
Okay. Any statewide ambitions?
No. Well, I can't say definitively no, but I'm not. I love representing my community. I don't really have any higher aspirations.
What are you most proud of from your previous tenure as a mayor?
One of the things that I'm very proud of is that we were able to finish the Small Boat Harbor expansion project. Which was very challenging for the community in design and in what it would be used for and all the little things that it takes to put a project that huge together. But I drive by there on purpose just about every day so that I can look at it, because it was a struggle at times and for various reasons. Some people, didn't like parts of the plan, and others didn't like other parts of the plan, and I think that we made some good compromises, and if you go by there, you'll see that it's very well used, and it just makes me happy to see that kind of facility for the people that work and play on the water.
What do you see as being the mayor's role?
I have a clear understanding of the mayor's role in this form of government. We are a manager form of government here, which means our manager takes care of the day-to-day business of the borough. The mayor in this form of government works closely with the manager and with the assembly, runs the meetings, sets the agenda. And I think the biggest role of a mayor in our form of government is representing our community. And I've done that through all the years that I've served as mayor here, and I've gotten involved, more involved locally, regionally, even at the state level, and have stayed involved with some of those activities during my little break.
There's been talk recently about reviewing the rules for the assembly members recusing themselves from a vote during a meeting. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I have a pretty good understanding and have used Robert's Rules a lot, and that's how we run our meetings, using Robert's Rules. And there are some specific guidelines for declaring a conflict of interest and recusing yourself. And I think the rules that are in place right now do the job. I don't see a reason for changing that.
Okay. What part of current Mayor Doug Olrud's work do you want to continue, and what would you change?
I don't look at the role of the mayor in that light. So I think that I would continue. You know, we have a focus on getting our LUTAC dock repaired so that it doesn't disintegrate into the water. And I would absolutely continue that, because that's our lifeline for, you know, groceries and fuel and other things. So for sure, I plan to, you know, continue with that. I can't really say anything specific that I wouldn't do. I think that I would try to keep meeting civil as he has, you know, tried to do, and run good, efficient meetings. I think that that's important. People will lose interest quickly if meetings drag on and on and on. And in past terms, we've actually implemented a time frame for, you know, a meeting can't go past a certain time. We have to make a decision. And so I think that those are all good things. But I don't see myself making a lot of changes. I will focus on the things that we need to focus on. And right now, that dock that's critical.
Mm-hmm. What is your vision for the Haines economy?
I think my vision is shared by many people in this community. I grew up here in a time when we had lots of jobs. We had people had money. People were happy. We had a vibrant fishing, commercial fishing industry here. My family's always been a part of that. We had logging going on here. We had sawmills running. We had ships coming in and taking, you know, logs out of our community. And I'm privileged and I'm blessed to have been able to live here during that time. I think a focus has been for years is trying to find good jobs, good year-round jobs, and jobs that our young people will want to come home for. Most of our kids graduate from Haines, and I think, as I did, might take leaving for a little while to realize just how wonderful this place is, and would like to come home, raise families here. I have nephews and nieces that would like to do that, but there just isn't year-round good-paying jobs. I see, you know, many of our families live apart because their husband or wife are working in one of the mines in Juneau. Those are excellent jobs for people. They work year-round, they pay good, and, you know, they have good benefits and all that good stuff. So I'm hopeful that Constantine can maybe fill that gap for us somewhere down the road. But we need good paying year-round jobs so our young people can come home.
Mm-hmm. There is controversy about whether the Haines Highway is going to be turned into a corridor for mining trucks from the Yukon to come and transfer ore to a barge out LUTAC, whether it's on private or public dock. What's your take on that?
I don't know how serious that conversation is at this point, but the bottom line is that the Haines Highway is a state road, and I think that we might be able to offer comments if we have concerns or not have concerns with that proposal. I have not seen anything proposed officially. I think that a lot of this has been developed through rumors and people wanting to make some of us afraid that might happen. Right now, again, I know of no official efforts being made to do any of that. Mm-hmm. So and my opinion about it is strictly my opinion. And as a mayor, my opinion doesn't matter.
What is your view of Constantine's work? You've already kind of brushed on that.
I am a supporter of responsible mining, and I believe that they're doing a good job. I have visited the site many times. I'm a member of the Alaska Miners Association and on the board for our local chapter. And again, I want to emphasize I support responsible mining. And some of the precious minerals that they're finding in their exploration up there are the kinds of things that are hard to find in other places, and they're connected to all of our electronics and our, you know, vehicles and cameras and phones and all of those things that we rely on so much now. And unless we're willing to give up all those things, I think my stand has always been, as long as they're doing a responsible job, and there is so much oversight over mining, and many people don't know that, I think, I would prefer to have the mining done in a location where there is oversight. There are regulations, and there are inspections, and there are opportunities for the public to weigh in on the project, than have all of these minerals be mined in places where they don't care about the environment and all they are looking for is the mineral. So I pay close attention to what's going on at Constantine. I have family that works up there, and my family, I have history in mining in my family, but again, it has to be responsible. And I'm fully aware of all the bad things that have happened with mining, you know, in the 1920s and all of that. But again, things have changed since then, and I believe that Constantine is doing a responsible job. And part of that is because they've included the community. They reach out to community members all the time. They do tours up there. You know, I know they will offer candidates an opportunity to go check out the site. And again, I'm excited for the possibilities that will come from that and the benefits that we will reap. And it will provide good jobs for people. And we got 30 people already going out of town to work in mines. And just think how happy those families would be if those 30 people could stay home and still make good money and provide for their families. So as long as they're doing a responsible job and, you know, they're keeping the community in the loop, they are always reaching out to different venues to educate all of us, because things are pretty complicated in mining now, that, you know, much more than they used to be.
So you think we can have a mine at the Palmer Project and a healthy fishery?
Yes, I do.
What is your vision for tourism in Haines?
I work in the tourism industry right now, and I have always supported it, even as a child. I was one of those kids when the cruise ship used to come in here, and I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and we used to paint rocks and sell them to the tourists off the dock. So tourism, again, has always been a part of Haines's economy, and I think that we have learned over the years that we can't have all our eggs in one basket. I think that we need to balance our economy, and tourism is an important part. I think that as a community, we're also very careful to preserve the lifestyle that we enjoy here. And in fact, that's what we like to share with our visitors. And I know that because I talk to visitors every single day. And in past years, when I was the mayor, we used to get a ship at the dock every Wednesday, and I would work that dock Wednesdays from 8 in the morning till 10 at night and visit with people and share our history. My traditional dance group would dance for them. And I think that tourism is a valuable asset for our community, as long as we, you know, keep it so that it doesn't overtake the community. And we do that by only having room for one big ship at the dock at a time. I'm pretty sure there are cruise ships that would like us to expand our docking, and we you know, and we don't have cruise ship shops in our town. We support our local artists and our local shop owners. And I think that our community is going to be, will continue to do a good job of not letting it get out of hand. We, you know, we get comments from people that have visited other communities before they get to Haines. And, you know, we get comments like it's a breath of fresh air and, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful place I've been. And, you know, we have good tours for people to go on. And like days like today, it's just beautiful. Go for a walk. A lot of our visitors hike our trails. We have a flyer that tells them where all the trails are, and they're very popular. So I think as long as we pay attention and don't let it get out of hand, we need to allow tourism to grow a little bit more.
Any thoughts on winter tourism?
I think winter tourism is... it's already proven itself a little bit with the heli-ski industry that comes here in the late winter, early spring. To me, that's kind of a tourism activity because these are people that don't live here, and most of them don't live even, a lot of them don't even live in the United States. They come from all over the world. And we have seen how that's a nice little shot in the arm in the end of winter and before summer gets here. And I think that they spend a lot of money in our community. And I think that we have visitors that come up from Juneau to go up on the pass and go skiing and snowboarding and snowmobiling. And those are tourism activities. You know, these are our friends and family, so we don't really consider them tourists, but they don't live here, so they're visitors. And you know, anytime we have visitors come to town, they're helping our economy. So I think that we could do a better job of creating more activities that might, increase people's interest in coming to Haines. We have the annual Alcan 200 snowmobile race that my parents were a part of the charter members of the Chilkat Snowburners that started snow machine races here in, I think, the late 60s. And I think that, you know, that is building itself back up again. COVID, of course, affected a lot of our activities, and that was one. That crosses the border, and we have Yukoners and, you know, people from other parts of the state that come and do that. We could maybe be more supportive of that activity. But I think that there are, you know, we have people that ski here, that bring people here to ski. And I think we need to, we're doing pretty good with our summer tourism. We probably need to start focusing on other specific activities that tourists can do. I think the start of our winter tourism was probably the Bald Eagle Festival, bringing people here in November and letting them realize that this really isn't that bad a place in November. So I think that was a good start, and it's, you know, ramping up again. So we just need to capitalize on those kinds of things that we can do here in the wintertime.
Any specific things that the borough could do to promote winter tourism?
I think the tourism department, you know, could maybe focus more on that. I think that the borough, you know, could support it by making it, making some of these activities maybe not have to jump through so many hoops. And I have nothing specific, but when you're planning an activity, you know, you're always going to have to, you know, get a permit or do this or, you know, sign this or have a contract or all these different moving parts for any activities. And it's as simple as planning your child's birthday party. You know, there's a lot of moving parts there. And I think the borough, you know, could support it through the tourism department, a way for that department to be able to, you know, push our name out about our winter activities, give them, you know, money for their advertising for winter activities, and just supporting the groups that are doing things in the winter and help them expand with support. We have, you know, our Chamber of Commerce is pretty active, and I think that, you know, they work closely with the borough on things, and there's no reason that the chamber and the borough couldn't work to help us come up with creative ideas for things to do here in the wintertime that will bring people to Haines. One of the factors I think that the borough could help with in that regard would be to continue to support reliable ferry service, because in the winter, that's the best way to get in and out of Haines. So I think, you know, our borough, that would be a really good step in the right direction. And the borough has always supported that. That's just something that we need to continue to support, is reliable ferry service. So,
what global trends do you see affecting Haines?
I think with the, you know, with all of our access to the internet, we are not as sheltered as we used to be, where something would happen in maybe Seattle and it would take 6 months for us to even know what happened, first of all, but to even, you know, follow that trend. Right now, I hope we don't follow the trends and the things that are going on in the lower 48, and I'll extend it globally. I think we are pretty fortunate to live where we live. We can isolate ourselves if we choose to, and I think sometimes that's a good thing. I think some of the trends that are going on globally are going to impact some of us, and some of us will make sure that they don't.
Can you be more specific?
No, can you? If you have something specific you want me to speak to, but I can't think of anything that's going on globally that I really want to impact us. So we need to take care of ourselves.
Where do you see Haines in 50 years?
I hope to see Haines in 50 years. Not a whole lot bigger than it is right now. I like the small town atmosphere, but I would like it to be more economically stable. And we've already talked about, you know, year-round good-paying jobs. I think that I grew up in Haines. It was a blue-collar town with a lot of people working hard and, you know, doing whatever it took to make this town work. I'd like to see us go back to that. And that's not, you know, that's sort of a back-to-the-future kind of thing in my brain. I just think that I would like to see us keep our small-town atmosphere that we have, that we have enjoyed and been privileged to live in. But I also am realistic enough to know that Haines will probably grow. I just don't want it to turn into a city. I would like to see us not have cruise ship shops here even 50 years from now. Maintain our small town, the quality of life we have as a small town. And I think we can do it. As I stated early in this interview, you know, I have seen more changes than most people that are going to listen to this conversation. And some are great, some are good, some are okay, some are not so good. And in my opinion, some are just absolutely ridiculous. So I know that's not a real specific answer either, but I'd like Haines to, and especially the people of Haines, to stay the way we are. We're like a big family. We fight and scrap a lot, and sometimes over really silly things and sometimes over important things. But the bottom line is, in Haines, if somebody has a tragedy or needs help, we all pitch in and help, and it doesn't matter what your opinion is or who you hang out with. That's just how this community works, and I can say that from experience.
Thank you. Is there anything you would like to add?
I would just like to, I think, take a step back and so that people understand when I made the comment that I had, you know, stayed busy and stayed involved, even though I wasn't your mayor. I'm still on the Southeast Conference Board of Directors. I serve locally on Becky's Place Board of Directors, and I was on the Chilkoot Indian Association Tribal Council. I was appointed by the governor to the State Alcohol Beverage Control Board, and we are rewriting Title IV, which is all the regulations for alcohol in the state of Alaska, which I feel is a meaningful thing to be doing. And people need to know that I've stayed involved and, you know, I continue to serve. I'm on the search board of directors, so I'm working to help, you know, improve healthcare in Haines and in our region. Southeast Conference is a huge economic driver for our region, and I've been on that board for many years, and we're getting ready for our annual meeting in September, and it's always packed with good information, and I think that I would like the community to know that I stay involved because I care and I want to work hard for this community, and I know that I have done and can do and will do a good job if I am reelected.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And get out and vote, people.